And this week we celebrate the Ember Days of September, today being the Ember Wednesday in September. And of course, we also celebrate today the feast of a very popular saint, Saint Joseph Cupertino. The readings could be very much summarized in the last words of the Gospel that our Lord told to the father of the young man that he touched, and everybody thought he was dead, but then he lifted him up. And they say, why could not your disciples save him and cure him? And our Lord says, this kind of demon, because there was a demon involved, as there are demons in almost everything evil that happens to us, this kind can go out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And so it is for us as well. We too need to do more prayer and more fasting. On this day, of course, St. Joseph Cupertino, the saint who is called the flying Franciscan. From the very time of his birth, he was chosen by God in a very special way. And he was always about the things of God. He did not bother to think the things of this world. He could never get a driver's license. He would have an accident immediately. But so from his childhood on to the day he died, he was accident prone, because he began to think about the things of God, and then he would run into a wall or drop the dish or the pot of food or whatever. His mother berailed him, his confreres in one convent, they threw him out, took away his habit and gave him his rags back, threw him out, and the children of town made fun of him because he was an idiot as far as they were concerned. But he wasn't an idiot. He was just not in this world. He was more in the next world than in this world. And eventually, one of the friars of a second convent realized there's something going on here. And so he persuaded the superior to allow him to come in. And not only did he become a friar, he was admitted and took vows, permanent vows, but when the examine or test for those who were to be ordained came about, the first one for the diaconate, all the other students say, oh, he will never pass, he'll be thrown out again. Oh, well, what are you going to do? And so St. Joseph only had memorized one passage of Scripture that he meditated upon all the time that concerned the Incarnation. And so the bishop, not knowing, of course, anything, except that he was different, what does he ask him? To interpret that one passage. The Blessed Mother took care of it. So when you think you're in bad shape, go to St. Joseph Cupertino. That's why he is the patron saint of students and of those taking exams. And the same thing happened when it was the examination for the priesthood. And so today we turn to him. Now, I don't think that you should be turning to him so that you can fly like he did. He really wasn't even conscious of the fact. He would just be praying. And so he even was ordained a priest. And as he was saying Mass, he would float up 25 feet in the air. And everybody saw it. And, of course, he didn't think he was doing anything. He was just seeing the face of Jesus. And when the time came, he would come down and the Mass would continue. And because of this, many, many people came to see this. This was a phenomenon. People came not because of God or because of holy things, but we wanted to see this tremendous phenomenon. So the superiors had to transfer him from one convent of the Franciscans to another. And eventually, of course, he died, and he was canonized by the Holy Father. So we get less than 100 years after his death. So we give thanks to God for this wondrous Franciscan on this day after we have celebrated the giving of the sacred stigmata to St. Francis yesterday. We have the great gift of St. Giuseppe Cupertino, patron of students and patron of those who fly in whatever way they fly. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And maybe he'll make a miracle.